It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My television neighbor. Do you ever say, please, won't you be my neighbor to anybody? I like to say that. I have some pictures to show you today. First of all, I'd like you to see pictures of my dad and mother. This is the way my dad and mother looked when I was a little boy. Very special people. And now I'd like you to see some pictures of a time when my wife and I got married. Yeah. Here she is, the bride. And there's the bride and groom, Mrs. and Mr. Rogers. And there we are with our moms and dads all together. The bride and groom with the bride's parents and the groom's parents. And there's the big wedding party. With even the flower girl. Clear over there. Thinking about weddings, you know, when I was 4 or 5 years old, I thought when I would grow up that I would marry my mother. But my mother told me that she was already married to my daddy, and maybe someday I would find a wife of my own. And that's what happened. Well, one day while I was thinking about all that, I wrote a song. It's a rather long song, but it's an important song, and I'd like to sing it for you. One day I said, I'm really going to marry. Really going to marry, really going to marry. I told my mom, I'm really going to marry, really going to marry you. She smiled, didn't laugh, said, I hope you will marry, hope you will marry, I hope you will marry. She smiled, didn't laugh, said, I hope you will marry, maybe someone like me. But you see, she said, I'm already married, already married, already married. You see, she said, I'm already married, I'm married to your daddy. And as you grow more and more like your daddy, more and more like your daddy, more like your daddy, as you grow more and more like your daddy, you'll find a woman like me. And she'll love you as I love your daddy, I love your daddy, I love your daddy. And she'll love you as I love your daddy, and she will marry you. I'm glad I told her, 'cause I really often wonder, really often wondered, I really often wondered. I'm glad I told her, 'cause I really often wondered just who my wife would be. It all works out if you talk and you listen, talk and you listen, if you talk and you listen. It all works out if you talk and you listen, and your mother cares about you. It all works out if you talk, listen, talk, listen, talk, and you listen. It all works out if you talk and you listen, 'cause someone cares for you. Did you ever wish you could marry your mom or your dad? Well, I did. And my mom was very helpful to me by what she told me then, when I was very young like you. Oh, there's my telephone. Let's see who's calling. You and I talk about important things, don't we? Hello? Oh, yes, Chef Brockett. I certainly did enjoy that visit. Uh-huh. A special. Oh, good. I'd like to come over. All right. Well, sure, we'll come right away. Very good. Bye-bye. That was Chef Brockett. He said he has a very fine special today at his bakery. So let's just go and see what it is. Come along to Chef Brockett's bakery.
Andrea, you can carry it. Maggie? Give you the change. Okay? Bye, Anna.
See you later.
Hi, Fred.
Hey, Don. I want to see your special.
Well, here it is. Actually, it's Jose's special.
What is it?
It's called arroz con leche. That means rice with milk.
Uh-huh.
And rice is a good food.
Is it like a rice pudding?
It is like a rice pudding, but we have different ones here, so you can have a choice. Mm-hmm. This one is made with raisins. That's really Jose's idea. Then I thought of maybe trying one with apples, mm-hmm. and this one has coconuts.
Oh, I wonder which one would I choose.
It's good to think about. You say, I'd like that one, or no, I wouldn't like that one, or make a choice.
I'd like to see how he makes them.
Okay, go on in the back. I'll be back in a minute as soon as I finish up here.
All right.
How are you?
Good. Buenos dias,
Señor Rogers, ¿está bien hoy?
Does that mean am I okay today?
Sí.
Yeah. Sí.
Qué gracias. Bueno.
¿Y usted?
Yo también estoy bien,
oh,
gracias.
Good. Chef Brockett told me that you were making arroz con leche.
Sí, arroz con leche. And would you like to learn how to make it?
Well, I'd like to see how you do it.
Okay, let me show it. But I need this glove. First, you'll have to cook the rice.
Oh, that's hot, huh?
Yeah. This rice is cooked. Mm-hmm. And we have to take the cinnamon stick out and the orange peel.
Why did you put them in?
Well, I cook the rice with the cinnamon stick and with the orange peel because my mother used to make it that way all the time.
Aha.
The cinnamon stick gives the rice a really nice flavor, and the orange peel supposedly helps the pot so it won't get burned.
I see. So now you have cooked rice, and then do you put something in that?
Yes. Maybe you can help me with it.
Sure. What do you do? What do you
put in? Well, first we need a cup of evaporated milk. That one.
This one?
Yes.
And this is a cup. So let me pour this for you. Get this all out of the way here. Evaporated milk. There you are. Do you want that right in there?
Yes. Gracias. Now I need the rest of that condensed milk.
This one?
Yes.
That's thick, this condensed milk is. Do you want all of this in it?
Yes. I need a cup full of vanilla.
Just this much?
Yes. Thanks. Mm-hmm. The word in Spanish for vanilla, by the way, is vainilla. Very close.
Vanilla?
Yes. And evaporated milk is leche evaporada. and condensed milk, leche condensada.
Leche condensada. Well, yes. That's very close to what we say, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, so now, we put this back in the heat.
Oh, then that cooks us some more.
Right. Low heat.
Low heat.
And we let it simmer for a while.
So the rice, the evaporated milk, the condensed milk, and the vanilla all go back on and heat some more.
Right. We have to keep stirring it, though. This pot is almost ready.
Oh, have you cooked this already?
Yes.
With all, oh.
This is almost ready for another ingredient. To this, we add some raisins.
Raisins?
Could you help me with that, by the way?
Sure.
Could you get me a cup of raisins?
Just a cup, huh? I better use this cup, I guess. Fun to cook, isn't it?
Yes, see?
Did you like to eat this kind of thing when you were a little boy?
I liked it very much, but I liked it the way my mother used to make it, which was a little bit hard, not wet.
Oh, you liked it
watery.
Firm. Oh, not watery.
My mother used to make it firm, but I had an uncle that used to make it all the time muy aguado, too watery, and I didn't like that.
How do you say that? Muy aguado?
Aguado.
Aguado.
Agua means water, and aguado, watery.
Aha. Uh-huh. So you don't like it watery?
No, no, no.
You want this in here?
Yes, please. Okay, that's good. So we just keep mixing it, and very soon it's going to be ready.
Well, now this is the kind with the raisins in. Chef Crockett had some that you made out there with apples in and some with coconut.
Raisins is the traditional way.
Uh-huh.
I think that every Spanish-speaking child has had arroz con leche con pasas.
Con pasas.
Which is rice with milk with raisins.
This is pasas?
Pasas, yes.
Pasas. I like pasas, I'll tell you.
But I was also thinking that instead of pasas, we could use coco or manzana. Coco means coconut, and manzana, apple.
Manzana.
Manzana.
Coco, manzana, and pasas.
Pasas,
sí. Could I try them?
Sure.
I'd like to taste them. I'll try the coco first. Mm. I like it with coco. Try. Do you say manzana?
Manzana.
Manzana. Si. I like that manzana too. You think I'm gonna like them all?
I hope so.
This is pasas. I've tried them all. They're all good.
Would you know which one to pick?
No.
I'll tell you what. I told Jose to choose what would be one of his favorite things from when he was a little boy, and he chose the arroz con leche.
It's very good.
What are you doing with the bananas?
Well, I was thinking that maybe we could use the bananas as toppings for all these.
Wow. Then you'll really be giving a lot of people a lot of choices. How do you say bananas in Spanish?
Bananas, plátano.
Plátano.
Plátano, you taught me that a long time ago, plátano.
Did he teach you how to do it?
Mm-hmm.
He's a good teacher too, isn't he?
He sure is.
Good work, Jose. I gotta get back out front. See you, Fred.
I have to get to my place too, Jose, but thank you very much.
You're welcome, Mr. Rogers. De nada.
Gracias.
De nada.
And hasta luego.
Adios, Señor Rogers.
You teach me a lot. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You and Jose must have a good time working together.
He's a really creative man, Fred.
I know. See you soon, Don.
Okay, bye-bye.
Most people like the way their moms or dads make things to eat. In fact, it's moms and dads who help you know what things are good and what things aren't good to put in your mouth. Does your mother or dad ever say, "No, don't put that into your mouth"? Well, they say that just to keep you safe, because they care about you so much. Let's have some make-believe. Charlie? Last time, we pretended that Daniel Tiger said he didn't want to be in the wedding because he couldn't hold the ring on the pillow, so he couldn't be the ring bearer. Well, Lady Aberlin told Betty Templeton, and Betty said she would talk with Daniel. Let's pretend that that will happen today. Neighborhood of Make-Believe, Charlie.
Thanks, Charlie. I like it, too.
Yes, I can see why Charlie would say that. You look just beautiful, dear. Oh. I'm so glad you're trying on that dress today.
You know, Lady Elaine has one just like it. Uh-huh. So both of the bridesmaids will look alike.
My husband is going to get all dressed up, too.
Uncle Friday's quite excited about the wedding, isn't he?
Oh, yes. He asked me to be in charge of the sprinkling.
What do you mean by that?
Well, after a wedding ceremony, people usually sprinkle the bride and groom with something like rice or rose petals, you know.
Is that why you have these here?
Oh, yes. Would you help me with the decision, dear?
What would you like me to do?
Well, simply sprinkle some of each on me, and we can decide which to use for the actual wedding.
All right. Somehow, I don't think we ought to sprinkle a lot of rice.
Well, why, dear?
Because rice is really a food, and I don't think anybody ought to throw away food.
Well, very well. Let's try the petals, then. Use the petals. You certainly know how to make things easy, Niece Aberlin.
Oh, I wish I knew how to make things easier for Daniel Tiger.
What's the trouble with Daniel, dear?
Well, you know, he's supposed to be the ring bearer, and he's really having a very hard time with it.
Oh, well, let me know if I can be of help.
I will, Aunt Sarah. I think Betty Templeton is going to talk with him about it herself.
Oh, the bride herself.
Yes. I remember when you were a bride.
Oh, I do too. I loved our wedding, and I love my husband. I'll go see how he's doing with his practicing.
Very well. I'll go see Lady Elaine's dress.
Oh, farewell, dear.
Farewell.
Just take this rice with me to the kitchen.
Other bridesmaids.
Oh, am I ever glad. Could you help me with this thing?
Sure.
Oh, get into the room.
Oh.
Well, I was stuck. Well, how does it look?
Oh, it looks great. Just like mine.
Oh, we're twins.
We're bridesmaids.
Here comes the bride. Well, yeah. You're not going to wear that for the wedding, are you, Betty?
Well, of course not, hon. I'm still helping to build the wedding place.
Oh.
But I came to this neighborhood to talk with my ring bearer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Daniel's still having a very hard time, Betty.
Want to come with me while I talk with him?
Oh, sure I will, if you want me to.
Well, of course I want you, hon. You're my bridesmaid, aren't you? And bridesmaids are good friends. And my, isn't it all very exciting?
Well, I'm your bridesmaid too, Betty.
Well, of course you are, Lainey. You two girls look just beautiful. I'm proud to know you. I really am. Now, let's go to Daniel's clock.
Well, I think I better stay here. I have to practice walking for the wedding.
Oh, well, we'll see you later, Lady Elaine.
Okay, toots. Farewell.
Farewell.
Bye. Wedding, walking, wedding.
I can't be a ring bearer. I just can't be. The more I think about it, the worse it seems to me.
Now, Maude, I'm hearing that you're having trouble with being a ring bearer.
Oh, I am, Miss Templeton. I just don't think I can do it.
Well, what seems to be the problem?
Well, for one thing, every time I pick up the pillow and try to walk with it, the ring falls off.
Well, let me see it, Horn.
Well, you better put your hand under here, Lady Evelyn, because that's what usually happens. See what I mean?
Well, now, that's just what I thought. You need a little tape on that ring to keep it on there.
Tape?
Do you have any of that sticky tape, Lady Evelyn? You know, the kind that holds things together.
Well, yes. As a matter of fact, I do.
What a very handy bridesmaid you are. Now, could you just put a little bit on that ring? Nobody will ever see it. And secure it to the pillow.
Oh. Oh, I never thought of that.
Oh, you learn something old every day, don't you?
Oh, you surely do.
Don't you, Daniel?
I guess so.
There now.
Now try it, Horn. Isn't that better?
The ring part is better.
What other part is there?
The bear part. I just don't think I want to wear the costume.
But you haven't even seen the costume, Daniel.
I know, but I want to look like a tiger.
Well, of course you do, Horn. You always look like a tiger.
Not in a bear costume.
A bear costume?
What do you mean, Horn, a bear costume?
Don't I have to wear a bear costume to be a ring bearer?
Oh, gracious sakes, no. You're thinking of a bear like an animal bear, aren't you?
Sure. And I'm a tiger. And I don't want to be a bear.
But that's not what a ring bearer is, Horn. You tell him, bridesmaid.
Bearer means somebody who carries something, Daniel. So a ring bearer means somebody who carries a ring. A boy can be a ring bearer, and a girl can be a ring bearer, and a tiger can be a ring bearer.
Oh, I don't have to look like a bear.
Oh, no, no, Daniel.
You'll look like yourself, only you'll wear a little suit.
Just right for a tiger.
Oh, I feel so much better. Oh, well, thank you for explaining that to me. When do you want me to come to the wedding?
It will be tomorrow, Daniel, and we'll be glad to have you as early as you want to come.
Well, I guess I'd better go inside and practice some more.
I'm so happy that you'll do it, Daniel.
Oh, well, I am too now. Thanks very much. Here comes a ring bearer.
Now, that's taken care of.
He just didn't understand.
There are lots of things about weddings that can be confusing.
It's good to talk about the things that are bothering you.
I'll say. Now, I must get back to Southwood.
And I'm going to see how Uncle Friday is doing.
I hear that he's excited, too.
Oh, yes. New robe, new crown cover, new speech.
Oh, we should have quite a time.
I'll say.
See you at the rehearsal, Horn.
Bye-bye, bride.
Bye now.
And when the dew is on the rose and the fragrance of life comes wafting to your nose, may you think of this glorious day, this day when your king graced you with his presence and... Lady Evelyn, I presume?
Correct as usual, Uncle Friday.
I was practicing my wedding speech.
So I hear.
If you like, I could recite the whole thing for you.
Well, if you would show me your robe and crown cover while you do it.
Oh, well, I could show you that in the RCC room.
The RCC room?
Of course, the robe and crown cover room.
Oh, you have a room for everything, don't you, Uncle Friday?
Oh, yes. The WP room is filled with wedding presents.
Of course.
Shall we go in?
Oh, yes, Trolley. Daniel's just fine.
And I'm fine, Trolley.
And obviously you're fine,
yes,
too.
Yes, we all are. Let's go in now.
Yes, let's do.
The RCC room. Daniel thought that people were saying bear, like a grizzly bear or something. And what they were really saying was the word bearer, which is somebody who carries something. For instance, if you go get a glass of water for your mom or dad and you bring it to them, then you're a water bearer. It's so important to ask people if you don't understand something or if there's something that's bothering you. That's really important. But no matter what, whoever you are, you can be very special to someone. You are my friend, you are special. You are my friend, you're special to me. You are the only one like you, my friend. I like you in the daytime, in the nighttime, any time that you feel's the right time for a friendship with me. You see, F-R-I-E-N-D, special. You are my friend. You're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special. You are. Next time we're together, we'll pretend that the wedding of Betty Okanak Templeton and James Michael Jones is happening in Southwood. In the meantime, you might like to make up a pretend wedding of your own. That might give you a good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up, ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. I'll be back next time. Bye.
The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.